Alistair Cook's Letter from America. A Saturday briefing tomorrow morning begins with the highlights from the final television encounter, what Alistair Cook just called the last public battle between President Ford and his Democratic challenger, Governor Jimmy Carter, due to take place in the early hours of Saturday morning. That's at 9:05 tomorrow morning. At 10:02 on Saturday morning, John Tuzer introduces another edition of Saturday Briefing's program about the press, Between the Lines.
From Big Jim hands out four of the best in The Sun to Scandal of the Dunces in The Express, education, spurred on by the Prime Minister's speech on the subject on Monday, has had its share of press attention this week. But did the coverage enlighten or demean the subject? Are education correspondents too committedly pro or anti-comprehensive to be altogether reliable as dispassionate guides in this sensitive field? And can the press help to inform the public debate that the Prime Minister wants on the subject? That's what I discuss with Bruce Kemble, education correspondent of the Daily Express, Maureen O'Connor, editor of Education Guardian, and Bill Blair, a Liverpool comprehensive headmaster.
And that's Between the Lines at 10:02 on Saturday morning and highlights of the Ford-Carter television debate, which is the first item in Saturday Briefing at 9:05. And now it's 9:30 and time for Sheridan Morley with tonight's edition of Kaleidoscope.
A stormy start tonight. Thunder, lightning and rain, which were, you may remember, the prevailing weather conditions on the Scottish moor where Macbeth first faced the three weird sisters. In Kaleidoscope, we'll be hearing of no less than three new Macbeths, two of them operatic, one of them Shakespeare's original. We'll also be talking about a remarkable new film by the French director, Eric...